You're listening to SBS News.
The Board of Inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine system is seeking relevant text messages and phone records from Premier Daniel Andrews and his senior staff. The state's second wave of COVID-19 that saw over 18,000 new infections and 750 deaths can be traced back to the outbreaks at hotels used in the quarantine scheme. Several security guards hired from the private firm Wilson Security were found to not abide by infection protocols. One remaining unanswered question is who made the decision to use private security guards. The Premier says he cannot provide a time frame of when the phone records will be given to the inquiry.
All of that detail will be handed to the board. It'll be done as soon as possible. I can't give you an exact timeline because Telstra and others have to provide us with those details, but that will be provided just as they've asked, just as I indicated we would, if such a request was made. All of us want answers. All of us are entitled to answers. It's an independent process.
The inquiry will hand down its final report on the 6th of November. Meanwhile, Victoria's three-day stint without a COVID-19 death has ended after the state recorded one new fatality. 12 new infections have also been recorded, with Metropolitan Melbourne's rolling new case average now at 9.3. Mandatory quarantine in the state will be extended by 10 days for close contacts who refuse a coronavirus test on day 11. Mr. Andrews says the new rule is designed to provide authorities with an even more detailed account of who is contracting the virus.
This is just an abundance of caution to make sure that we've got the most complete data, the most complete picture, and that if we're saying to someone, okay, you've done that time that you had to be away from others, this is just double checking, triple checking that you haven't in fact still got the virus as you then go about, particularly if you're in, say, regional Victoria, moving about the community with a very different set of rules to metropolitan Melbourne.
Regional Victorian businesses will also have to adopt reasonable measures to ensure patrons aren't from Melbourne before seating them. It comes after an infected Melbourne man illegally dined at a cafe in Kilmore, 60 kilometres north of Melbourne, creating a new outbreak in regional Victoria. Victoria's state of emergency and state of disaster have also been extended to 11:59 p.m. on the 8th of November. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says there are still obstacles Victorians need to overcome.
It's not just about the individual. There are challenges that are part and parcel of the way our society operates. And the obligations are not just for that individual, they're for everyone who is trying to support those behaviours. So time to testing and time to isolation, I've called out because they are really critical elements and they do make a difference. The robustness of the response to individual cases is only as strong as all of those pieces coming together.
In New South Wales, 5 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded. There have been 3 cases of locally acquired infections in the state. 2 of the locally acquired cases are connected to a known cluster, one of which is linked to the Liverpool private clinic outbreak, while the other is a social contact of a previously reported confirmed case with an unknown source. The 3rd locally acquired case is under investigation, with people who visited the Lakemba Radiology on the 1st of October informed by health authorities they are now casual contacts of a known case. Dr. Christine Selvey of New South Wales Health says a warning for a bus trip from Central Station to Stratfield has been upgraded.
This bus was a train replacement service. All passengers on the bus from Central at 11:48 p.m. on October the 4th, arriving Stratfield 12:15 a.m. on October the 5th, are now considered close contacts and are advised to immediately get tested for COVID-19 and self-isolate for 14 days from the time of travel. Passengers should remain isolated for the full 14 days, regardless of their test result.
A coronavirus hit ship off Western Australia's coast has set sail amid a virus scare aboard another vessel. Health Minister Roger Cook has confirmed that Patricia Oldendorf was travelling to an Indonesian coal loading port. The ship, which was carrying 20 Filipino nationals and the captain, arrived from Manila on the 16th of September and was anchored 8 nautical miles off Port Hedland. 18 of the crew members contracted COVID-19 but have now recovered. According to health authorities, 12 of the recovered crew had returned to the ship before setting sail, while 3 remained in hotel quarantine in Perth. It comes as a sick crew member aboard a Panama bulk oil carrier weakly tested positive after coming ashore. Queensland has reported 0 new coronavirus infections. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she is thankful for all the work Queenslanders are putting in to keep cases down.
Every single Queenslander should be so proud of that. That means we only have 4 active cases left in Queensland and over 2,400 tests were done overnight.
It comes as traces of COVID-19 were discovered in local sewage in Townsville. Health authorities say the detection of the virus for the first time following wastewater testing is concerning for Townsville, where no cases have been reported for weeks. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says there are a range of theories on how traces of the virus ended up in sewage.
It might be somebody who's had the virus, is well now but still shedding the virus. The technology we're using here is cutting edge, it's fantastic, but it's very new, and so there's still a lot to learn about its sensitivity, about what kinds of cases it might pick up, but it's proving really valuable.
While over 100 people in Townsville have been tested over the weekend, Queensland Health is urging residents to continue coming forward for testing. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all Australians still need to be careful.
We have to go cautiously on this, very, very cautiously. Now, COVID-19 hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. And it is no less aggressive today than it was 6 months ago. And we need to keep the habit of COVID-safe behaviours, whether it's here in Queensland or New South Wales or Victoria or Western Australia or anywhere else. Borders don't protect you from the virus. The virus moves.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.